Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn Mishnayos Pe'al, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches, and Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnayos are being learned Leilu Nishmas, Maris Miriam, Sarah, Basar, Yaakov, Maisha, Hernes, Shamashad, Avonalia, and Bischos. Rachel, Basar, Gitto, and Daniel, Ezra, and Spari, Rachel, they should be gemenched with the Zerah Shal Kayama, Bekar of Mamish. And Mishnah Ches teaches yet another case of Karka Kol Shehu, even a little bit of Karka. So Mishnah Ches tells us, HaKaisev Nechasev La'avdai, a person writes a document, and in the document he tells his Eved, his non-Jewish slave, his Eved Kenani, that he's giving him all of his possessions. Yatza ben Chayrin, that Eved Kenani actually goes free. Why is that? Because by writing all of his property and all of his possessions over to his non-Jewish slave, it's as if he's saying, I'm also giving you yourself, meaning you can go free. However, Shir Karka Kol Shehu, if the master, the owner of the slave, left over a little bit for himself, La Yatza ben Chayrin, then the slave does not go free. Since he left that little bit over that he's keeping for himself, we also say that he intends to keep the Eved as well, and that he doesn't intend to give him himself, he doesn't intend to free him. But now I know that you're going to ask, why in the world would he give his Eved a shtar that's written inside that he's giving him all of his property, minus a little bit, and that basically means that the Eved can't go free, and he has to remain an Eved, and that the master gets to keep all of his property. What in the world is the purpose of that shtar? So the answer is because really he's just trying to compliment the Eved, that he regards him so highly, he thinks he's such a great Eved, that he's really befitting to take all of his master's property. He's not giving him all of his property, and he's not letting him go free. He's just trying to compliment him, so he makes a nice certificate and he hangs his beautiful certificate laminated on the wall saying you're the most fantastic Eved in the world. But obviously he's not letting him go free. However, Bshimenheimer, La'olam hu ben chayrin, that Eved is always able to go free. Since he had written in the shtar which piece of property he's leaving over, he had written, I'm giving you all of my nechasim, all of my property, except for the property on the corner of this block. So since he stipulated exactly what he's leaving over, so he clearly means to say, hey Eved, you can go free, and I'm just keeping this little bit of property for myself. Ad sheyomar, until the master writes in this shtar, hare kol nechasai nesun l'ish pleni avdi, all of my possessions are being given to this person who's my Eved, chutz me'echad me'ribay shabahen, except for 1/10,000th of them. Meaning, since what the master left over for himself is undetermined, it's undefined, he didn't say exactly what he's leaving over, we say that he intended to leave the Eved over, and that he's not really giving the Eved anything. And that's even if he wrote, I'm leaving over 1/10,000th of my property, we say that that 1/10,000th is actually the Eved. And obviously the Eved is probably worth way more than 1/10,000th of this person's property, but it could be that the master doesn't think so, and the master actually thinks that his Eved's not worth too much, and that's what he intended when he said 1/10,000th. And now moving on to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. So what is the best way to go about giving Pe'ah? Mishnah Aleph tells us, HaPe'ah nitenes b'mechubar l'karka, Pe'ah is given with something that is still attached to the ground. As we've said a number of times already, the owner of the field harvests his field, but he leaves over some grain still in the ground at the end of the harvest. Daniyim come, and they harvest that Pe'ah themselves. That's the best way to go about giving Pe'ah. But that is not the case, continues the Mishnah, with something else. Bidalis uvedekel, with dalis and dekel, we'll explain that in a minute. Balabayas mayru mechalk laniyim. The Balabayas himself, the owner himself, he's going to take down that Pe'ah himself and distribute it to the aniyim. They're not allowed to go and take it themselves. So dalis is a creeping grapevine. Instead of a grapevine just growing as like a little mini tree in the ground, this grapevine is creeping all over the place, over a trellis, over wooden sticks, maybe it's even on a tree, it's going here, it's going there, and a dekel is a palm tree. Palm trees are very, very tall, and they have a whole bunch of dates at the top of the palm tree. So the reason why, with these two things, the Baal Bayis is actually going to harvest it himself is because it's dangerous for the aniyim to take it themselves. Once the field is opened up by the Baal Bayis for the aniyim to come in and take their Pe'ah, so there's a mad dash and a rush, everyone's trying to hop and grab as much Pe'ah as he can, and if they're going to start climbing all over this wooden trellis or climbing all the way up high this palm tree to try to get their Pe'ah, it could be very dangerous. Someone could get knocked off, someone could fall and hurt themselves. Therefore, we say that the Baal Bayis is going to do it himself. Now, Reb Shimon Eimer, he extends this din even to something else. Af bechalike agoizim, even with a walnut tree, which is very smooth. Now, if any of you are tree climbers, you know that the only way that you can really climb a tree is if it's not a smooth tree. If there's knots in the wood and bumps and there's different branches that you could grab onto and get a good foothold and handhold. But I don't know if you ever climbed a walnut tree. I definitely haven't. But the Mishnah is saying that walnut trees are very smooth and there's no knots in the wood and there's no bumps and they're very difficult to climb. So here also, Reb Shimon's telling us is that would be dangerous for the aniyim to try to climb the walnut trees to get those walnuts. Therefore, the Baal Bayis is going to take the walnuts and distribute them to the aniyim. And now going back to the first part of the Mishnah where we had said that the best way to leave Pe'ah is just simply to leave it and then the aniyim come and they take it themselves. So afilu tishim v'tisha oimrim, even if 99 aniyim say l'chalik, that they want want the Baal Bayis to harvest the grain and distribute it among them. The Echad Omer Lavoiz, and one person says, no, I want to go in and try to grab as much as I can. Lazeh Shimon, we listen to that one guy. Even though it's 1 versus 99, we're still going to listen to that one person, Shamar Kalacha, because he's saying according to what the proper halacha is. And the other 99, they want to do what's against halacha. So even if you have 99 people saying something and one person saying something else, if that person is saying what the proper halacha is, you follow him. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up with a similar halacha tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.